When wishes were horses and beggars could ride, in a stone castle by the sea there lived a rich laird.
What am I supposed to choose? There are so many.
And so he left the trail, and he followed the sound of the music.
I am the goat from the hills and the mountains. And when I have finished eating these herbs and these vegetables, then I shall eat you, too.
Once upon a time, and welcome to the Story Story podcast. I'm your host, Isabel Hauser, and I have some stories for you. This is a podcast to hear traditional stories told by some of the best storytellers in the world. It will take you to long ago and far away, and will bring you back safely. Last weekend, I had the pleasure of taking a mini trip to the Swiss mountains with my sisters and my little niece. We went to a small village that is so tucked away in the folds of the majestic mountains that from the nearest city, it takes the train an hour to get there. And it was just as enchanting as you'd imagine. A handful of wooden houses, thick layers of snow covering the slated roofs that glittered and sparkled in the sunlight. And every night, the moon touched the snow-capped mountains to silver. There is nothing more beautiful in January than a couple of days in the mountains, finding the purity of the new year reflected in the brilliant white of the snowy landscape, and feeling the freshness of the season in the crisp, clear air. We went for long walks in magical forests. Spotting squirrels and nutcrackers, we sled down steep hills which made the little ones squeal with delight. And one afternoon, we treated ourselves to a ride in a horse-drawn carriage. It took us even further up the mountain to a remote cottage that served steaming tea and fondue. The cottage was heated by a tiled stove, the fire was crackling away, and it was so warm and cozy that the eyelids of the little one started to droop. Therefore, my sisters decided to take her home afterwards. I, however, felt drawn to the nearby woods, and so we parted. It is amazing how quiet the world becomes when it is covered in snow. The only sound was the crunching of my boots on the ground. After a little while, a snowflake came trundling down from the sky, then another, and then another. I stopped and closed my eyes. And then I heard it. A whisper, barely audible, mixed with another whisper, and the only thing I could make out was, "I wish." But where did that whisper come from? This episode features a special kind of storytelling. Both stories come in the form of ballads, which means that they are sung and accompanied with music. The first performer is Daniel Marcotte. He is an upbeat and witty performer based in Illinois, and he combines songs and stories with instruments such as the lute, the tin whistle, or the bowron. He teams up with storyteller Judith Heinemann, and from their CD Grimm's Grimmest, we present to you the Ballad of Bearskin.
Bearskin was a man I heard of one day. Hey, ho, rumble, the skin of a bear he did wear. Fleas, gnats, and flies did cover his eyes, and mice lived in his long black hair. Well, how did this man become what he was? Hey, ho, rumble, pray listen you well to my tale. He once was a soldier come home from war with a hey-ho rumbly aye. A cloven-hoofed man then stepped on his path. Hey-ho rumbly aye. He offered him gold for his soul. The soldier was brave but poor as a knave, with a hey-ho agreed to the sale. What must I do to win all this gold? Hey-ho, rumble-aye, he said, you must first kill that bear. The soldier spun round to slay a bear down, with blood and fur flying everywhere.
Now take my green coat with pockets of gold, hey ho rumbalaye, but also the skin of that bear. You must ne'er wash yourself, trim nails or use soap, for 7 long years to this day.
Bearskin then wandered all over the land, hey ho rumbalaye, his nails and his hair grew so long. He stank like a sty and made children cry, with a hey ho he prayed for his soul. But Bearskin gave money and gold to the poor, hey ho rumbalaye, and one day he met an old man. He'd lost his estate, and his 3 daughters' fate was a hey-ho in trouble, you'd say. Bearskin gave the man all the money he'd need, hey-ho, rumbalaye. The old man then thanked him and said,
wed one of my daughters, choose one you see, all 3 are so sweet and lovely.
Well, the 2 eldest daughters, they shrieked and they screeched,
hey ho rumbalaye, and said, we'll not marry a bear.
But the youngest girl said, I'll marry him, Dad, for the bearskin he saved us this day. Bearskin took a ring and he chopped it in half, hey ho rumbalaye, and said, I'll return in 3 years. Take this half ring, the other I'll bring, with a hey-ho we'll wed on that day. 3 years did pass, and the bearskin did win, hey-ho rumbalaye, he returned to the cloven-hoofed man. The soldier he scrubbed of fleas, mice, and grubs, with a hey-ho rumbalaye. The soldier was handsome, well-groomed, and so fair, hey-ho rumbalaye, he returned to the old man's estate. He said he'd decide to take for a bride one of the daughters that day. Well, the 2 eldest daughters, they ran up the stairs, hey-ho rumbalaye, their best shoes and gowns for to find. But the soldier, he grinned and gave that half ring to the faithful young daughter who stayed. As the 2 eldest daughters found out what had been, hey-ho rumbalaye, they screamed and they both went insane. One jumped down a well, the other she fell with a rope round her neck from a tree. As both of the daughters had taken their lives, hey-ho rumbalaye, they all heard a knock at the door. The cloven-hoofed man walked in and clapped hands and said,
I've now 2 souls for one. He said, I've now 2 souls for one.
The fairy tale sponsor for this episode is Golden Goose Jewelry Designs. Life is full of special moments, and the best way to celebrate them is with a piece of precious jewelry. Golden Goose Jewelry Designs offers a wide variety of jewelry, the kind that fairy tales are made of. Celebrate a personal achievement with a piece from our Heirlooms for Heroes selection. No one can say no to a ring from our Prince Charming collection, many of which match with a band from the Ever After Wedding Band series. For a limited time only, we offer a collection of spirit animal jewelry sets. 15% of the proceeds go to the Enchanted Forest Animal Shelter. Pop into our shop and find your match. We pride ourselves in ethical sourcing. All of our precious metals and jewels are troll and dwarf labor free. Visit our store and be enchanted. Golden Goose Jewelry Designs, the kind of precious you'll hold on to for a lifetime and beyond. 5 stars on iTunes from Our Matey, our favorite podcast. My girls, ages 3, 5, and 7, And I love the stories Rachel Ann has worked so hard to collect and share. We could listen to episode after episode, and nothing sweetens a car ride quite like the Story Story podcast. There's a great variety of folk and fairy tales, some familiar and some lesser unknown, all delightful and appealing to kids and grown-ups alike. Thank you for all your hard work. Well, thank you for your kind words. Feedback like this is why we are so happy to collect stories and their tellers from all around the world. We wish you and your children many more delightful car rides down the road. And if you, dear listener, would like to help spread the delight of the podcast, writing a review on iTunes is one way of doing so. Another way of joining the podcast family is by becoming a patron. Several rewards, such as extra stories, postcards, and mystery gifts, are waiting to be yours, starting from investments of as little as $4 a month. Find out more on storystorypodcast.com. We are looking forward to sharing the secret goodies with you. The whispers continued.
If only Daddy came to the recital tonight. Please, please be well again. Oh, I wish she would say yes. If only the rain came soon. French toast for dinner, that's what I really want right now.
I kept perfectly still, and as more and more snowflakes fell, I heard more and more whispers. Were they whispers on the breeze that swirled the snowflakes in the air? Or was it the snowflakes themselves? I held out my hand to catch a couple snowflakes, and as I examined them on my glove, I thought I could see faces reflected on the perfect crystals as if in a kaleidoscope. But as I brought them closer to my face, they melted in the cloud of my breath. I stood, mesmerized, listening to the voices, men, women, children, voices that sounded as if they were breathing the last breath of their lives. My heart smiled and wept in unison as I listened to wishes great and small, life-altering and ordinary. It wasn't until I noticed that I could no longer feel my fingers and toes that I moved again. The crunching of my boots drowned out the whispers as I started walking, rubbing my gloved hands together to reanimate my icy limbs. I made my way back down to the village. It was bustling with skiers and snowboarders in colorful snowsuits, heading for dinner and drinks after a glorious day on the slopes. When I returned to our hotel, it was as if I had woken up from a dream. Could it really be that all our wishes, all our prayers, gather in the clouds high above in the sky and float back down to earth as crystals, and we could hear them if only we would pause and be quiet enough to listen? One thing, however, I do know for certain. I will never again look at a snowy landscape in the same way. The second teller for this episode is Stuart Stotz. Stuart is an author, storyteller, educator, and songwriter who has been performing for over 25 years. As a teaching artist, he emphasizes the importance of story, relationship, brain-based research, and ongoing learning in striving for improvement and success. This is him telling, or rather, singing, Blackjack Davy.
Blackjack Davy come a-riding through the woods, singing bright and gaily. Made the trees around him ring and charm the heart of a lady, charm the heart of a lady. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey? Answered him with a little bitty grin. I'll be 16 next Sunday. Be 16 next Sunday. He promised days of wine and song and nights of boundless pleasure. Said when love is wild and strong, it's worth more than treasure. It's worth more than treasure. Take off your high-heeled boots made of Spanish leather. Climb up on my milk-white steed, we'll ride off together. We'll ride off together. Her husband come home late that night, asking for his lady. The maid she spoke before she thought, she's gone with a blackjack Davy. Gone with a blackjack Davy. Last night she slept in a fine feather bed by her husband and her baby. Tonight she's on the cold, cold ground in the arms of the blackjack Davy. Arms of the blackjack Davy. Blackjack Davy come a-riding through the woods, singing bright and gaily. Made the trees around him ring and charm the heart of a lady. Charm the heart of a lady.
Thank you for listening to the Story Story podcast. Show the love. Find Daniel Marcotte and Stuart Stotz on the internet. Tell them you heard them on the podcast and now want to hear them tell more stories. You can find Rachel Ann and the podcast on Facebook and Instagram at StoryStoryPodcast or RachelAnnHarding.com. And you can find me at IsabelHauser.com. The beautiful brains behind the fairy tale sponsor is Maria V. Vatanen. The inspiration for the true fairy tale was a weekend I spent in Arosa, Switzerland, with my sisters and niece. Check out the ads for the fairy tale sponsors and let us know the favorite story you have heard or the favorite story of your childhood. Who knows? Maybe you will hear them here soon. And last, but certainly not least, this podcast is made possible by patrons like you. If you would like to become a supporter of the podcast or discover sponsorship opportunities, you can find links on storystorypodcast.com. If it isn't in the cards to support the podcast right now, no worries. Perhaps you would be willing to go and write a review on iTunes, which helps other story lovers find and enjoy the podcast. Head on over to the website and join the mailing list for hidden goodies. And if you tune in, you will hear more stories next week. But until then, live happily ever after.
Mary-Kate opened up the door, and there, on the doorstep, wrapped in his own blanket, was her baby.
And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away.
If you go down to the lake on a clear day, when the water lies as calm as a sheet of glass, you can still see the rooftops of the castle glittering in the sunlight. And if you listen really closely, you can even hear the festive music